MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. Despite a recent crackdown on street racing in Roswell, the racers are still racing, so deputies are still arresting them and impounding their vehicles. On Saturday afternoon, deputies witnessed two trucks racing right in front of the Chavez County Sheriff's Office. One of the drivers was arrested and his truck was impounded, but the other driver remains at large. Later on Saturday, deputies spotted two other vehicles racing. One driver, a minor, was given a juvenile citation for racing on highways, resisting, evading, and obstructing an officer, and reckless driving. And her mother was called to come and take her home. The other driver, Jason Carman, had an arrest clause on his license and was charged with racing on roadways and driving with an arrest clause. Both vehicles were towed from the scene. State law requires major political parties to host pre-primary conventions each spring during election years. The Republican Party held its convention Friday in Rodoso, while the Democrat Party met on Saturday in Mescalero, just miles away. During the conventions, candidates seeking statewide and federal offices needed to convince at least 20% of the party delegates to vote for them to secure their spots on the ballot. Those who don't meet that threshold have to collect additional voter signatures, totaling 4% of the primary turnout in the previous election, to get on the ballot. While the Democrat Party has not yet published the list of candidates, as they counted until 9 p.m. on Sunday, the Republican Party released their list of qualifying candidates that include Doug Turner and Gregory Hull for governor, David Gallegos for lieutenant governor, Greg Cunningham for the 2nd Congressional District, and Ndidi Yamaka Okparik for the 1st Congressional District. In both parties, all candidates unopposed will be on the primary ballot. And Roger Schoolcraft is, for now, the entire Cloudcroft Police Department. Since May of 2024, 9 officers of the Village PD have resigned or been terminated from what was once a 4-officer department, including Schoolcraft himself, who quit as chief on December 31st, 2024. Just days after taking office, Mayor Dusty Wiley rehired him with full council approval, fulfilling a campaign promise. And Schoolcraft wants to rebuild the department slow and steady. He wants the Village to fund 2.5 officers, himself, one additional certified officer, and a school resource officer whose salary would be split 50-50 between the Village and the school district, and he wants the full council involved before he makes any hiring decisions. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.